Huh? I took a closer look at him. Maybe I didn't hear you right. Did you just dare me to jump out the window?
Yeah.
This window right here?
Yeah.
Just jump out on the ground? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And let's make it a double dog dare. Behind me, I heard Drover say, "Get him, Hanky, get him." My goodness, it appeared that events were rushing us toward a confrontation. I squared my enormous shoulders and gave the shrimp a look of purest steel. Okay, pal, now you've done it. You should never challenge a ranch dog unless you're ready to face the consequences. Drover, hop down there and let's get this over with. Drover gasped and shrank back.
Me? Are you crazy?
We moved away from the window so that we could conduct our business in private. What's the problem? He's bluffing. He's just a little shrimp with a big mouth.
If he's such a shrimp, how come he's guarding 15,000 donuts?
It's only 15 dozen.
Yeah, but he said he cut a dog in half with a karate chop.
So what? It's cheap talk. Drover, I'm thinking of your career. This would give you a chance to advance up the ladder of success. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, but you know this old leg of mine, it's killing me.
Oh, brother. Drover, you're behaving like a selfish, chicken-hearted little creep. I'm ashamed of you.
Me too. So why don't you do it?
Huh? Well, I studied Bear through the windshield. He looks very confident, doesn't he?
Yeah, it makes me wonder. Maybe he really is a Rottweiler.
Don't be ridiculous.
A miniature Rottweiler.
I hadn't thought of that. Drover was trembling now.
I've heard about those guys. They're double tough, triple tough.
My mind was racing. Drover, something very strange is going on here, and it all boils down to one crucial question. Do we dare risk the head of ranch security over something as trivial as a dare and a donut?
Heck yes, I'm starved.
What?
I said, heck no.
I agree. Until we can gather more information on this situation, we have no choice but to follow the, path of maturity.
You mean?
Exactly. We're going to sit this one out. We just can't risk it. It was tough, let me tell you. In order to follow the path of maturity, we had to sit there and listen to that mouthy little whatever he was, as he strutted back and forth, yelling,
"We're number one! We're number one!"
He gave us monkey ears, crossed his eyes, and even stuck out his tongue at us. He laughed, he sneered, he mocked us, he taunted us, he called us chickens and cowards and yellow-bellied country bumpkins. And we had to sit there and take it. The entire security division was plunged into gloom. Never had we sunk so low. But then...